Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. 65 degrees going up to about 85 today, then cooler tomorrow, highs near 80 for the next 3 days. A little bit of a chance for showers over the weekend, then it cools off again. So we're looking at highs as we approach Halloween in the mid-70s or so. No real cold front, but at least it's not 85 or 90 degrees, right? Leah Long joins us, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB. Talk about small business owners and how they're feeling given the economic climate. Good morning, Leah. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
What do the surveys say about optimism and small business owners during the month of September, I guess, right?
So, yeah, for September, unfortunately, it was the first decline in 3 months. So the optimism index did fall 2 points. And, you know, small business owners are generally viewing their businesses kind of in healthy conditions, but they're still juggling rising costs, slower sales expectations, and they're continuing to have labor quality issues. I know we talk about that all the time on here. And so that, along with just kind of what's going on in D.C., they're kind of worried about what policies might affect their business and, you know, the health of their business moving forward, too.
What kind of policies are they concerned about?
Well, it's just different things, you know, government mandates that could eventually come down. You just kind of never know. And so I think we've kind of got past, we're still dealing with some facts of inflation, but just what goes on in D.C., obviously the administration does have effect on all the business owners. And so just kind of seeing how that plays out and different things going on, not even just in D.C., but also on the state level too. And, you know, we're gearing up toward 2026 session, and that's something that business owners are thinking about too, like what new policies are going to be made that affects their businesses.
Do you differentiate between the supply and the demand side? For example, what are the business owners saying when it comes to inventories, when it comes to somebody texted in and said they'd love to sell American shirts, but they can't when the stuff they get from overseas is so much cheaper. I don't know how tariffs have affected that or not. What are you hearing about tariffs?
So we haven't directly polled the business owners on tariffs, but, you know, it's definitely industry specific. But I will say in the latest release, it was saying the inventory levels have definitely declined over the last month, and that, you know, could be to tariffs, could be a lot of different things. But again, it's still pretty industry specific on how, you know, the tariffs affect your industry.
What are you hearing from business owners about their biggest concern besides the recession?
Yeah, so biggest concern is still labor quality. We talk about that on here all the time, being able to find a qualified workforce and, you know, be able to have that skill set workforce to fill these jobs. The idea is to create as many jobs as possible in Louisiana, but you do have to have qualified workers to do that. And, you know, as we move forward through session and different opportunities to be able to engage, you know, the public sector and the school sector to be able to get people into different trade school programs and promote that. And, you know, you think about construction, transportation, manufacturing. Those are huge industries that we need the qualified workers for.
Where are the shortages when it comes to qualified workers?
Definitely in those industries, you know, construction, manufacturing, transportation. And so that's something you see that you use every day. You know, there's always some sort of contract worker needed, whether you're in your construction, manufacturing, plumbers, air conditioning. And a lot of those businesses are independent, independently owned. And so that is something to always remember when you are needing those type of workers.
Did you say contract workers?
Well, a lot of I like to say contract, you know, contract plumbers, contract AC people, contract construction workers. Always used to say that, you know, we love big companies coming in to Louisiana also, because a lot of those people that work in those big companies are, you know, do the initial building of the big companies. They are independently owned contractors.
So, wait, I'm confused. So that means the companies, they hire the workers as contract workers and don't provide benefits. Is that what you're saying, or am I conflating something?
No, I'm just saying if you're a small business owner, let's say you're a one man in a truck contractor, and you go get a contract job with a bigger company, you're your own small business owner.
I got you.
So yeah.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now. WWL. 6:57, beautiful fall morning here, Tuesday, October 21st. Talking to Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB. A new survey says optimism among small business owners nationwide fell in September. Leah, somebody texted in and said, is this lady saying that the impact of the immigration crisis has a direct effect on construction, including plumbing, carpentry, roofing, framing, etc.?
We haven't polled exactly on the immigration issue on what's affecting that, but it does go back to obviously different things add and contribute to the workforce issues that they're having. And, you know, in those industries, it could be various things. So,
but there's a shortage of those kind of workers, right?
Yeah, there definitely is a shortage of those type of workers. And we've seen that long before, you know, the immigration issues began. That's been happening the last year or so. So that's definitely always been those three main things, construction, manufacturing, and transportation, always kind of have a shortage in workforce, skilled workforce people available.
What are you optimistic about, Leah?
So I'm optimistic that as we continue to move toward session in 2026, you know, we have some high hopes. As always, everyone goes into session as hopeful as, you know, as we can be. And so I would like to see a lot of changes done in the workers' comp arena. You know, a lot of reform. We talked about insurance reform last year, and I think we need to move toward workers' comp. You know, we have the fifth highest premiums, I think, in the country when it comes to workers' comp, and we've got to find a transparent balance system, you know, to get the workers back to work and to also help the employers, you know, lower their costs, too.
I don't know a lot about workers' comp, having never experienced any part of it. Tell me what the problems are.
You know, the problem is it is just a very expensive system. And, you know, you always have good actors and bad actors. And the ideal goal for the system is that, you know, you need to make sure that the worker gets the help that they need when they are hurt and injured on the job and get them back to work as soon as possible. But, you know, we kind of go back to the lawsuit climate of the state we live in. And so that plays into the factors of the workers' comp arena also.
Workers' comp is underwritten by whom?
The Workers' Comp Commission and then the Workforce Commission.
All right. Holiday spending thoughts? Think it's going to be good or what?
We work well with the Workforce Commission and be able to, you know, kind of figure out different things with them and what's you know, most beneficial for the employer and the employee. And so I think that's, you know, Secretary Susan up there, Susie, she is very good at that. So we're continuing to work with her.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your time. Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, about Brian Kelly, what he said after his press conference after the Vanderbilt game and ahead of the Texas A&M game and what happens from here. Plus, we'll talk about the outage at AWS. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.